up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you, as always do, for tuning in, making us a part of your day. What a week we've had. I'm not just saying this. Go back and listen to every single episode. Monday, So You Would Know. Tuesday, Surviving His Death. That was crazy. And then yesterday, Whose Terms. We're going to call this one today, I Thirst. I'm in the Northeast. Friday night, New London, Connecticut. Saturday night, West Haven, Connecticut. So tomorrow night, New London, can't wait. We're going to jump in. I wrote a book in 2000 and was it 11, I think? 2011. And the book was called Revival Hunger. Really was an incredible book. Revival Hunger. And in the book, I talk about just what it is, hungering for revival. You know, appetite is such an important thing. I think of my mom before she passed, you know, the first thing to go was her appetite. And we didn't know why. I mean, now we know through autopsies what the reasons were, but we didn't at the time. And anybody, baby or adult or senior or whatever, you stop eating, you don't live. And many times what they'll write on the death certificate is the words, failure to thrive. And what failure to thrive means is you didn't eat and your body can't live anymore. You know, think about, yeah, come on, fitting sirens. Think about, like, if you're not eating, you're not living. I mean, think about that concept, right? If we're not drinking, we're not thirsting, we're not living in the natural. I'm going to tell you, nothing could be more true in the spiritual also. If you're not drinking, you're not living. If you're not thirsty and you're not then you're not thriving. And I was thinking of how many Christians today, I don't know, let's change this title to Failure to Thrive. I'm feeling that. I was thinking how many Christians today are failing to thrive. Right? They're just, you know, I'm good. No, you're not. And what's crazy to me is people say, like, well, I'm not hungry. It don't matter if you're hungry. You need to eat if you need to eat. You know, we have, you get like three kids, right? At one of them, you just got to pull the plate away. One of them, you got to like shove the food down the throat, right? You got to eat. And when someone tells me that they're not really into it or, you know, I love the Lord, but friends, if you're not thirsty for the things of God, well, number one, if you listen to the podcast, you probably are, unless somebody forced you to listen to this. If you're not thirsty for the things of God, there's something wrong with your spirit, man or woman. There's something wrong. If you're not hungering for the things of God, then you need to take an assessment. Something is sick in your body spiritually. If there's no desire, it blows my mind sometimes. I'll have a fire night or special meetings like I do this weekend, and people say things like, well, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. Like, we do it once a month. What is there not sure to make? You know, or the people that just, they want Sunday only, but they just don't want anything extra. What, are you not thirsty for anything? Are you doing, or do you go to church to just appease your wife or to clear your conscience? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we like, can you imagine if we just like ate once a week and we're like, yeah, that's it. Like what? I think it was Smith Wigglesworth or Charles Spurgeon that said, the problem with Christians today in America is they feed their bodies three full hot meals a day and they give their spirit one cold snack a week. A to the men on that. It's got to be the opposite. Friends, listen to me clearly. There are some of you here and you're wondering, why is the promises of God hadn't happened yet? What's going on? Why am I not experiencing the breakthrough? How come I'm not thriving and flourishing like others? Those questions are all attached to your hunger level. No kidding. When the lame man was there by the pool of Bethesda, blaming everybody else because the waters get stirred and he gets passed behind, the Lord said one of the most unique things he's ever said to anybody. Jesus looked at him and said, do you want to get well? What does that mean? Do you want to get well? What that means is your life isn't telling me that you want to get better. All I hear is complaining. All I hear is fault finding. All you're doing is looking at everybody else that comes in these waters, and you're not experiencing it for yourself. Do you even want to get better? Straight up, if you spend all your energy that you try to put in therapy or counseling or all this other stuff that you think is going to help your mental, if you put that towards the word of God and spending time with the Lord, you wouldn't be as jacked up. I guarantee you. And I'm not saying there's no place for those things, but not the place you're making it. 100% needs to be the Holy Ghost. What do you think they did in the Bible when there wasn't therapists and online Zoom meetings for your mental health? They casted out devils is what they did. They healed people. They leaned into Jesus and believed that the spirit realm, that the Holy Ghost can break through anything in your life. That healing is possible, freedom is possible, deliverance is possible, all those things. Again, it's not one or the other, but some people have made it one, not the other. You cannot have that same energy that you want for the world to make you a better person and not lean into the Holy Ghost and what he has for you. It's not going to work. And so the truth is, you're failing to thrive. You can't have God die on the cross, give you everything you need to live this life in godliness, and then think an hour session with a therapist is going to give you the breakthrough that you need. Not a chance. If you think that alone is going to help you, it's not. And the reality is, we're seeing right now firsthand that if you want to spend a day or two outside the Holy Ghost, it's going to destroy you. We got preachers that made a lifestyle that got exposed in 2020 because they started out intimate with the Lord. They started out passionately pursuing God, and they fell in the balcony of boredom in 2020, and the crowds were gone and their egos weren't stroked and they died. They filled themselves with sin. They had affairs and were exposed as frauds now because they made the wrong choice. There is no such thing as I used to do that. That is it. You better do it now. We're not doing fire nights because we just have extra time on our hands. We don't know what to do. No, this weekend, I'm believing for breakthrough, man. I'm believing for lives to be changed, bodies to be healed, people to be set free from devils. Like, this is what we go after. People getting completely set free, because that is the only answer right now. And so you've got to take inventory and say, well, am I hungry and thirsting for these things? And the truth is, let me tell you this. In the world, if you eat, you're full and you stop eating. That's not how it works in the kingdom. In the kingdom, when you eat more and get hungry. When you wake up in the morning, instead of playing some crazy booty shaking music, when you put on worship, it changes you. It makes you thirsty for more of God. When you wake up in the morning, instead of going to Facebook and Twitter or Instagram or TikTok, when you go to the Word of God, it makes you thirsty for more of the Word. And so that's how you break the failure to thrive spiritually. That's how you break that sickness spiritually. It says, look, hope deferred makes the heart sick. That means there's a lot of people that have not seen promises in their life, and they're getting discouraged and sick over it. But then it says, when desire is realized, it becomes a tree of life. It's incredible. So to cure sickness, spiritual sickness, you just got to desire. You just have to desire. What is that? Desire his word. Desire him. His name. Fill yourself with his presence. Lean into the Holy Ghost. Lean into what the Father has for you. When you do that, things change. And so today, you listen to this and you're like, man, I just feel dry. I used to know the things of God. I'm not really living that way anymore. It's time to drink. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are thirsty, and let him come to me and drink. And then he said this. Out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Oh, thank you, Lord. Only in the kingdom does a drink become a river. Come on now. Only in the kingdom does one sip become a mighty rushing river. And so, Father, today I thank you for every person listening to the sound of my voice, no matter where they are, working in the car, getting the kids to school, prepping meals, or going to bed. I pray today that the hunger, a spiritual hunger, would stir on the inside of them, that they would get thirsty for the things of God. And I know, I hear you telling me again, they that hunger for and thirst for righteousness will be filled. Father, I pray that today would result in filling. Come on, in filling of the Holy Ghost, a filling of power, a filling of faith and trust and hope. And we thank you for it, Lord. We just tell you today we're hungry. We're hungry for you, Jesus. We want more of you, God. We long for you in every dry and weary land. We long for you where there is no water, and we long for you where there is. And we thank you that we will taste and see that the Lord is good. That's it today, guys. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engage Having a Day.